This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. After 4 days on the witness stand, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan ended his testimony Tuesday afternoon in his federal racketeering and conspiracy trial. In a legal gambit, Madigan took the stand in his own defense and denied government claims that he moved legislation sought by ComEd and AT&T after those firms put his political allies in largely no-work jobs. Madigan also denied the government's assertion he shook down developers needing city zoning approval for legal work for his private law firm. Chicago transportation officials say there were fewer traffic fatalities in 2023 compared to previous years. That's according to the most recent data available. 136 people were killed in traffic crashes that year, a 27% decrease from a 2021 peak. The majority of fatalities involve speeding or reckless driving, and Black residents are nearly four times more likely to be killed in a crash. Transportation Department officials told older people they are continuing to add dedicated bike lanes, raise crosswalks, and narrowing lanes to help increase safety. The city council is also expected to consider tomorrow, on Wednesday, a proposal to lower the speed limit citywide by 5 miles per hour. Illinois legislators and advocacy groups announced a bill Monday that would decriminalize sex work for consenting adults. The bill would not remove penalties for human trafficking or sexual abuse. Moni Ruiz Velasco is the deputy director of advocacy group Equality Illinois and helped craft the bill. She says she hopes everyone will agree that people should be safe while doing their jobs.
When sex work is fully decriminalized, it makes it safer for sex workers. So sex workers are better able to vet their clients. They're better able to meet in safe places. And they're also able to access law enforcement and resources when they need it.
Ruiz Velasco says the bill will be filed in the General Assembly later this week. Thanks to a local nonprofit, Chicago residents can help those impacted by the California wildfires by dining at a restaurant. My colleague, Araceli Gomez-Saldana, reports more than 55 local restaurants have signed up to donate proceeds from their signature dishes or drinks. The efforts are being driven by Chicago Chef's Cook. Sarah Stegner helps lead the nonprofit. She's the co-owner of Prairie Grass Cafe. She says the city's restaurant community is always willing to help.
They have stepped up so many times, and this one is pretty amazing. I think because of the level of intensity of what is happening down there, and you want to do something to make a difference, to try and help these people.
A list of participating restaurants can be found on Chicago Chef's Cook's website and social media accounts. The fundraiser is expected to run through February. Weather for today, very cold and windy, high near 17. Tonight, cold, low near 7. Wind chill will put us below 0. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold again, high near 18. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.